Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for July 11th, 2013. Could I have a roll call, please?
Paul?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Springer? Wallager?
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is the board's job to interpret the city's zoning ordinances. They apply to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and visit the site in question and usually comes back to make a decision at the meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the June 13th meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Lisa, would you call the roll, please?
Polk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Wallager?
Yes. The board to hold a public hearing on the following items. Case number 13-036 at 2114 Bellevue Avenue. It's a request for a variance to increase the allowable square footage of a garage from 720 square feet to 930 square feet, or 32 square feet, excuse me, submitted by Terry Calhoun. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located on the north side of Bellevue Avenue and is located east of the intersection of Bellevue and 21st Street. The lot is outlined in yellow in the graphic currently being displayed. The applicant would like to place a 24 by 26 foot detached garage in the rear yard. He currently has a small attached garage, a single car garage, and this would be in addition to that. Access to the new garage would be through the alley, with vehicles coming in through the alley, and he would initially, at least, is thinking of keeping the garage set back far enough that there would be additional room for parking in between the garage entrance and the alley. As is common in the original sections of the city, on-street parking is problematic in these areas. Due to the smaller width of the streets, and the applicant is hoping to alleviate some of the on-street parking with this garage addition. Applicant points out that this request is in keeping with other garages that are in the area. They are just a few examples are illustrated in the graphic being displayed. And those garages range from approximately 925 square feet to 1,050 square feet. And as the chairman indicated in the recital, this garage request is for 932 square feet. I would also add that the 932 square feet is for both the old attached structure and the new detached structure combined. The request is not for an additional 932 square feet. And the examples of these other larger garages in the area are shown on this graphic. I believe that is a summary of the case and what the applicant is asking. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you like to speak in favor of this request, sir? Okay. You want to go back to the podium and state your name and address, please?
Terry Calhoun, 1013 Jones Street, Bettendorf.
Well, would you like to say something in favor of this?
Well, one thing, that it'll be a compliment to the neighborhood. I really just want the extra for storage space. And I just want to thank you for your consideration this evening.
Okay, thank you, sir. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there discussion among the board?
It appears to be a pretty commonplace. If you look at all around that whole area, there's more of many garages in the back setback. Mm-hmm. So I guess I don't see any reason why this should be any different.
I don't either.
I had one question. That is, the driveway access to it will be directly from the alley. Will it load onto the alley? directly, as opposed to a couple of them were side loads back there? Okay. And I see your address differs from this address. So is this a rental property or a family property or?
It's rental property, but the garage will be convenient for storage space.
Okay.
Okay. So the garage that's attached to the house now will continue to be there for the people living there. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a motion on this item?
I move we approve the request.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'm going to call the roll, Lisa.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case number 13-036 of 2114 Bellevue Avenue has been approved. Item B is case number 13-037 at 909 Middle Road, a request for a special use permit to allow a drive-up window submitted by Geekman Food Stores Incorporated. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
This site is the site currently of the Homeridge Inn and Suites and Bettigan's Restaurant. It's outlined in yellow in the graphic being displayed. The site will soon be redeveloped into a five-story hotel and two additional outbuildings on the lot. The outbuilding on lot number two will house a national chain coffee shop franchise, and as is common with those types of coffee shops, they would like to have a drive-up window. The approach and traffic pattern for the drive-up traffic will be counterclockwise approach, which will eventually lead to the driver's side of the car being closest to the drive-up window. At the request of staff, after reviewing an initial conceptual plan for the site plan, the developer has incorporated several elements into the drive-up window request. A directional sign directing drive-up traffic to turn into the lane so that it can proceed into the counterclockwise motion. A divider island so that traffic exiting the drive-up lane will not conflict with vehicles coming into the site. A stop sign at the exit of the drive-up lane for calming effect of vehicles as they're leaving the drive-up lane. And then this L-shaped separation lane, which will separate all of the traffic being diverted into the drive-up lane from the rest of the site. So this separation lane would be right there and separates it from all the traffic going into the conference center and the hotel. There'll be sufficient room for seven vehicles to stack at the drive-up window. Staff feels that that is more than adequate. As I stated in the staff report, it's very typical for these type of coffee shops to have a very loyal clientele who arrive at the exact same time each day, and they get to know the traffic pattern around to pick up their coffee in the morning. And with all of the items that have been incorporated into this plan, staff feels that this is a sufficient plan and does recommend approval. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, what's the board's thoughts?
Mr. Chairman, I do have a question. These separation lanes that are shown in white and these areas shown in white, are those simply painted at the same level as the drive-on pavement, or are they raised? Is that a raised kind of a boulevard treatment?
It's my understanding that these are raised.
Those would be islands.
Islands,
and that would
yes.
be part of the landscaping that would be required by
so
the
they will. Level. So they will be raised to provide more than just a visual?
Correct.
That's
okay.
Correct.
I have a question. What if lot number one proposes a drive-up, and we don't know what's going to go there? What impact would this have on that business or lot number one's business?
Well, should something eventually locate there that wants to have a drive-up window, they would have to go through the same process. and it would have to be a design that staff would be willing to bring before you with a recommendation where the traffic would not be conflicting. Apparently, at this point, there isn't a plan for that. I do not know who the retailer is for that, or in fact, if a retailer has been chosen for that building, but it would have to go through the same process, and if it appears to be in conflict, we would recommend against it.
Okay. Just so there's a record of that, so we discussed it, okay?
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak on this on the board? Is there a motion?
I can make a motion that we approve case number 13-037 as submitted.
And I need a second.
Second.
Marlon, go ahead.
Okay. Lisa, would you call the roll, please?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Item B, case number 13-037 at 909 Middle Road has been approved. Item C is case 13-038 at 14 Oak Brook Drive, a request for a variance to increase the allowable square footage of a garage from 1,088 square feet to 1,141 square feet to reduce the required combined side yard setback from 20 feet to 13.5 feet, submitted by Kent Hanziga. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you, John.
The site is located in the area of I-74 going into Middle Road, and from Middle Road up to Oak Brook Drive, and from Oak Brook Drive into Oak Brook Place, and it is outlined in yellow. The applicant would like to place a 10 by 33 foot addition on the side of the existing attached garage. The R1 district requires a 20 foot combined side yard setback. The minimum side yard setbacks in this district is 5 feet. That minimum distance is going to be maintained on both sides. It is only the combined side yard that is an issue here for setbacks, as well, of course, as the square footage of the garage. When staff made the recital for this case that it was going to be a reduction to 13.5 feet, we make that the worst case scenario. In fact, because of the shape of this lot, some of this garage will be 13.5, some of the combined setback will be 13.5 feet. However, at the back end, when you have the combined setbacks because of the shape of the lot, it will be well over 23 feet. But we recite what the worst case scenario. So given that, approximately half of this would probably meet the combined side yard requirement given the shape of the lot. This photo illustrates the placement of the garage, where the placement of the driveway will be, and their relationship to the side property line. Regarding the size issue, this variance request represents an increase of less than 5% over what would be allowed by code. That would be 1,088 square feet, and that being on a lot that's almost 7/10 of an acre, probably wouldn't even be recognized that it was over what is allowed. Believe that summarizes the issue. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
Evening, I'm Ken Housingay, the owner of 14 Oak Brook Place. And the main reason is I went with this is my foundation is settling, and to make my house sound, I need to pour a new footing the correct way. I'm assuming the footing that was done when the house was built in 68 was not properly done at that time. And to make everything sound and solid, I need to pour another footing and combine everything together. We talked, my wife and I talked, and to see if we could actually do this way, if that would work. And that's the main reason for wanting to do this is because to make the property, the house sound and solid again. because it actually is sinking on that side.
There will be a terrace on that side toward the other neighbors. Will that have any effect on the other neighbor's property as far as water runoff?
No, there's a berm right there right now.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Okay. Anything else, sir?
No, that's it. Just
okay.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, what's the board's decision? You have any questions?
What is the distance? What is the setback? It's going to be 13 and a half feet, the structure to structure?
No, that's the combined setback. The addition of both side yards is how we come up with the combined setback.
Oh.
And I thought when I was saying that I probably wasn't getting across very well. We take the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Some of this combined setback is going to be well over what is required, but we took the worst case scenario right up front.
So
now,
on average,
separation from the actual structure next door is going to be the minimum I calculated to be 23 feet away from the nearest structure to the next door neighbor.
Okay, that's where this 23 feet comes from.
Yes.
Okay. So on average, they may be about at the correct minimum setback or combined setback.
Sure, but staff doesn't have the liberty to take the average. We have to take the worst case scenario.
Any other questions? Dave?
Yeah. Actually, in looking at the house next door, immediately to the west, I guess I'd call it, the way it's situated, if they were to increase their garage, it would actually be at a different location, and they would continue to have quite a lot of separation.
Yes, they would.
Unless they wanted to have a triangular garage, which is possible but not probable.
These lots have very unusual shapes, and the homes are not all
right.
Set in line on how they line up on these lots.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's true.
It doesn't appear that it's going to ever really encroach upon a fairly significant separation between the houses, which is what I'm looking at. Yeah.
Excuse me for 1 second. On that addition part, it's going to set back 2.5 feet from the front of the garage that's there right now.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually going to step back 2.5 feet, so it won't be straight across. You know how they're doing the new housing districts
right
now, that third car is set back. I will be doing that on this one also.
Okay.
That's even better.
That's even better. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I see you had a straight line. That's why I figured I better mention that just
yeah,
in
sure
case. So.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
Well, I would say it's not, I mean, it doesn't seem to change the character
of the house.
Of any of this area. The creek is back behind it. It's not affecting, I mean, it's not a cascading effect in this area that concerns me or anything like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Is there a motion on this item?
I'll make the motion to approve case number 13038 as stated.
Thank
second
you. Is there a second?
Second. Ron?
Been motioned and moved and seconded. Lisa, would you call the roll, please?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson? Yes.
Ballinger? Yes. Item case number 13-038 at 14 Oak Brook Place has been approved. Anything else for the good of the order?
At the end of the meeting last month, you asked staff to update you on the fact we were having some problems with the sign on Utica Ridge that was approved by variance that was having some illumination problems. They continued to have some illumination problems in the programming, so they chose just to dim it 24 hours a day. So they have responded, and they responded immediately.
Good. Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Other than that, nothing further.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.